AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is answering questions from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
I am committed to serving as an even-handed Supreme Court justice if I'm confirmed by this body.
Republican critics have said Jackson is soft on sentencing in child pornography cases.
As a mother and a judge who has had to deal with these cases, I was thinking that nothing could be further from the truth.
And to allegations she is soft on crime, Jackson says she has relatives who are police officers and knows the fear of knowing they may not come home again. Exhausted survivors of the Ukrainian city of Mariupol are arriving by train in Lviv in western Ukraine.
One woman, Hulia Kreitska, who made it out of the blasted city with her husband and son, has told the AP in one compartment there were 10 or 11 people, with others in the corridor. But when you're going to safety, it doesn't matter. Her hands shaking as she spoke. The group, she says, had been lucky to get out after volunteers had found them in the besieged city. Kretska adds, there's no connection with the world there. We couldn't ask for help. The people of Mariupol don't have a chance to be heard. They don't even have water there. She wasn't aware of cases of people being taken into Russia from the city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Moscow, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was sentenced to 9 years in prison, convicted of fraud and contempt of court. A judge also ruled Navalny will have to pay a fine of about $11,000. Navalny rejected the allegations as politically motivated. A storm that produced damaging tornadoes in Texas and Oklahoma is moving into Louisiana and Mississippi. In Texas, damage is reported around Dallas and Austin. Stocks open higher. This is AP News. New York's 9/11 Tribute Museum is poised to close within weeks. The 9/11 Tribute Museum dates back to 2004 at the site of a former deli, steps away from Ground Zero.
The 9/11 Tribute Museum is about the survivor community. It's about those people that came down here as heroes to help support the rebuilding of Lower Manhattan and are now sick with the toxins that they experienced down here.
5 million visitors have been through the museum, but co-founder and CEO Jennifer Adams Webb says the coronavirus has hurt business.
Unfortunately, in March of 2020, we had to close our doors for 6 months. And that really was difficult on top of the move. And then we were able to reopen in September of 2020.
The outlook for the Tribute Museum is not good, but
we are still hoping that a champion could step forward.
Adams Webb sees a window of opportunity.
It is in the millions, but it's not insurmountable.
The 9/11 Tribute Museum relies heavily on admission and tour fees. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.